Welcome back to another year of Gridiron Gurus. Just a bit of a different format this year, going from our videos to a podcast. I'm Evan Crawley alongside Travis Lazarsik.
Hello.
And Travis, once again, we're going to be looking at Class B North, arguably the toughest division in the state.
Yeah, the PTCB, when they first went to the four-division format a couple of years ago, people were calling it the NFCB because it was just such a loaded conference. Very competitive top to bottom. It was like that 2 years ago. It was like that last season, and it's going to be like that again this year with not many changes to the league. Nokomis joins, and that's about it. Nobody left the league. Nokomis comes up from Class C, so it should be an interesting battle for those six playoff spots.
If anything else, it's a bit of a tougher league this year than it was last year because some of those teams where they were fighting to get to 500 or stay above 500, you're going to see a lot of teams that are very, very even this year. The early favorite, once again, will be returning champ Brunswick. They bring back all-world running back Will Bessie. And a lot of people are pointing towards them to be the top team. And then after that, you'll get a different answer from just about everybody.
Yeah, it's one of those things where there's no crossover game with the other division this year, so the Crabtree points are going to be more honest. You don't play a full round-robin schedule, but you don't have to play a team from the south, so with it all inside, it should be pretty competitive. Lawrence was the team that was runner-up to Brunswick last year. The Bulldogs, coming off a two-win season in 2013, that's their only losing season in a decade, rebounded to go 6-2 in the regular season last year, and then upset Coney in a fantastic, might have been the best playoff game in the state last year.
I was on the sidelines for that game. It was a heck of a game. An unbelievable catch by Dustin Simpson Bragg late in the fourth quarter just to get them in position. They get the late touchdown, and they call a running back pass for the two-point conversion. And what most people don't remember from that game is even after that, there was about a minute left, a little bit less than that, and quarterback Mitchell Caron almost got him in position for a late field goal or a score there. It was one of those games where you always thought whoever had the ball last was going to win that game. Not quite how it played out, but pretty close to that. Now, Travis, you recently caught up with Lawrence head coach John Hersham, right?
Yeah, he's got some holes to fill, most particularly on the offensive line, but the Bulldogs have a lot of players back and are expecting to have another strong season.
Yeah, it feels good to be back. We feel we've got a good group to work with this year. We've had many returning players, not too many returning starters, but good numbers in our program right now, and they've kind of been through the paces and have had a good week. So we're kind of excited that we're getting into our second week and getting a little bit further on in our preparation.
Who are some of the guys, the upperclassmen, you're looking to for leadership?
Well, we certainly, on offense, we certainly try to start with our quarterback, Jarrett Hill, and Braden Ballard are doing a nice job. Jarrett's getting more of the varsity reps right now, and he's handling that really well. We've got some receivers that we feel are going to be a strength for us. Seth Powers, a returning receiver for us. And JT Nutting, who's a proven receiver from a year ago. We've got our backs involved as well, so we want to continue to use them, Walker Thomas and Mitchell Cushing. So, those are some guys that we feel can provide us with some big plays in the passing game. In the running game, I mentioned Walker Thomas and Mitchell Cushing. They are proven, capable runners. We've got Brandon Halley back in the backfield now. Seems to be doing a good job as the providing the blocking in our backfield. So, we want to get our run game going. We think that we've got a decent passing attack that can kind of offset the run game. So we're kind of looking that way with those guys involved.
Now, I think the best player back on Lawrence is tight end Seth Powers, all-conference player last year. This year, Lawrence is going to use him in a couple different ways. Coach Hersham said he could line up at tight end. He could line up wide, could line up in the slot. Just try to get one of their most athletic guys the ball as often as possible. One of the changes on the offensive line is Kyle Robinson, who was kind of the team's H-back last year, moves up to guard to kind of fill those holes and try to plug in some veteran guys on that line with Walker Thomas, Mitchell Cushing back in the backfield, some experienced running backs. Hopefully they can get some holes from this inexperienced line.
One team that certainly knows plenty about offensive versatility is Coney.
Sure.
One of the more imaginative offenses in the state over the past few years. And one of the architects behind that, B.L. Lippert, the team's offensive coordinator for the past decade. He's going to step in. He takes over for Robbie Vachon this year. And he'll have plenty of weapons offensively. They return running back Reed Shostak, who had over 1,000 combined yards last year. Wide receiver Anthony Brunell. The big thing they're going to have to figure out, Lippert, obviously a former Coney quarterback himself, he's going to have to make a quarterback this year. Taylor Heath has had the advantage throughout all of preseason. Also looking at Mount Blue transfer Colton Vining. It's been those two vying for the job. But where this Coney team is really going to hang its hat on is its defense this year. And recently caught up with BL, and he was pretty excited about the prospects of the Coney defense.
Team speed is pretty good. You know, we've got 7 of our 8 returning on the front 8. And they've got experience, and they're pretty athletic. They've been in the weight room. So I think our team speed and overall strength on defense could be something that teams will have to account for.
Is this a little bit of a different Coney team than what people have seen the last few years?
I don't think so. I think, you know, defensively we try to play fast and physical. And offensively, you know, we sort of just take what the defense gives us. We try to, sort of spread the field out and, you know, run the ball into good looks, throw the ball against, you know, bad run looks. And I think it'll be a similar, tempo, similar energy on the sideline. So I think it's pretty similar.
Who are some of the guys on your team that jump out to you most?
I think Dylan Trudeen at defensive end is really an underrated player for us. He's undersized, too. You look at him, he's probably 6 foot, 150, maybe 155 on a good day. And he plays physical. We worry about people running at him, but he does a nice job at the point of attack, and he runs people down from the backside. He's a really good athlete. He jumps out. I think, obviously, Joel Bennett does a lot for us. He returns punts. He's a linebacker. He's our running back. So he does a lot of things. He's a weight room kid. He was hurt for most of last year and didn't really let anybody know until about midseason. And so he looks refreshed and ready to go as we're speaking. He makes a nice play right there. He's just a really good player. So those two, and Max Story on the inside. Last year we moved him to inside linebacker. He'd never played there before. And so he took his lumps, getting blocked by tackles and trying to cover in passes. It was a little bit different, but I think he's really blossomed this year. He's playing physical. He really sets the tone for us defensively.
Now, as BL touched on a little bit, they've got 8 starters back on the defense this year. And that's going to be key for them. Their front 8 is probably as good as any in the league. Shostak has been a 4-year starter at linebacker for them. And he's matched up with Max Story, who was a transfer in there last year. Those two guys really will solidify that linebacking core. And up front, they've got a lot of size. They've got Elijah Toby and Tyler Dular at defensive tackle. They're both 6'1", go about 265. And on the end, they've got Dylan Tadeen, a senior, goes 6 feet, 155. But the big player to keep an eye on was Benaiah Wilhoit. He's a homeschool kid, was about 6 feet, 200, very strong, very athletic. And he first got inserted into the offense last year against Lawrence up in Fairfield, and he had a big impact in that game. Also in the secondary, look for players like Joel Bennett and Anthony Brunell to really have an impact there. And outside of that, plenty of teams will be, it won't just be Coney, Lawrence, Brunswick, though. I mean, plenty of teams will be throwing their names in the hat this year.
Yeah, let's look at some of the others from Central Maine, starting with Messalonskee, because if Will Bessie from Brunswick isn't the best running back in the league, it's going to be Jack Bernache from Messalonskee. The kid, one of the top rushers in the league last year, dominated in the playoffs for Messalonskee as they hammered Mount Blue in the first round and almost upset Brunswick in the second round. He's a 6'3", 195-pound kid who can carry the ball 30 times a game if he has to. Probably won't have to because they also return Colby Dexter and Caleb Chavare. So the big thing for the Eagles is going to be finding guys to block. They lost Jake Doyen, probably the best offensive lineman in the state, to graduation. He's at Maine Maritime Academy now. So they ran a lot behind him. They'd even move him around from left side to right side and just say, we dare you to stop us. We're running behind him, and nobody could do it. So if they can find some guys to block for this really strong stable of running backs, the Eagles should be in the playoff hunt.
Another team that was in the playoff hunt last year was Scout Egan, Travis. You said the quarterback move, moving Garrett McSweeney to quarterback last year, really kind of breathed some life into that offense, and you're expecting big things out of them this year.
Yeah, they're expecting big things of themselves. They just missed the playoffs last season, finished the regular season with wins over Gardner and Mount Blue in the last two regular season games, but lost out on the Crabtree Point tiebreakers, so they ended up staying home for November. But the move to Garrett McSweeney to quarterback towards the middle of last season really kind of sparked that offense. Now he's a junior. He's had an offseason to kind of learn and go to quarterback camps. He's very confident, Coach Matt Friedman says, and the Indians feel like they can really move the ball. They've got Spencer Sally back at receiver. Tight end Sam Baker is one of the top tight ends in the league. So the Indians should be a competitive team for the playoff spots.
You mentioned going to a quarterback camp. Gardner's quarterback last year and this year too, Eli Kropp. He went to a USA football camp this offseason with tight end Caleb Karen. Kropp will be looking to take a next step this year. He's bigger physically, stands about 6'2", 170. He's a junior, and last year he admits, you know, he was a little nervous, especially first game of the year. He faced the Lawrence Bulldogs, one of the best secondaries in the conference last year. Threw four picks, but learned a lot that game, and he'll be looking to take the next step this year as Gardner tries to get back into the playoff chase under first-year head coach Joe White, who was an assistant last year. Gardner lost a good amount of seniors from last season's squad, but they've got a lot of guys who have been playing together on JV, and they're expecting their line to be one of their strengths with guard Nate Tebow, center Spencer King, tackle Ryan Saraf, and those guys will be a lot of two-way players on the line along with Alex Tang. Gardner should have a chance. They should be better, but the problem is, so is everybody else in this division.
Yeah, one of the teams that did make the playoffs last year, Mount Blue, have some great skill position players back, starting with Ryan Pratt at quarterback and Nate Pratt-Holt at wide receiver, probably one of the better receivers in the league. The big thing for them, Jim Elward, their coach, said, is finding a line. He said that's going to take some time, and in this league, you don't really have a lot of time. You lose one or two games early, you're going to be playing catch-up the rest of the way, and you know, next thing you know, you're looking at a must-win scenario starting like around week 5 or 6. So the Cougars are hoping that that line comes around quickly with guys like Will Guntner, who can play a few positions. He'll probably be at guard. Tight end Isaac Collins. They're going to be one of those teams that could be fighting for one of those 5 or 6 spots.
And you mentioned Nicolmas. They're new to the league this year after playing down in C the last few years. When I talk to a lot of coaches, one of the things that jumps out to them most is the size of Nicolmas.
Yeah, Nicolmas has some big boys on the line. Looking for a quarterback. They had 3 players in the preseason that they were going to try out there, and Coach Matt O'Connell said he hoped to make a decision after the exhibition game, which was played last Friday night against Coney. They have Dylan Thibodeau, a senior fullback. You know, talk about that size. He's 5'10", 250. Center Jake Seahues and leads the line. He's 5'11", 225. They've got some big guys that might not be a playoff team yet, but they're going to continue to get better as Coach O'Connell builds that program and gets Nicolmas to where he hopes they can be.
And rounding out the rest of the conference, you look at Brewer. They're a dark horse pick in this conference, yeah, with a ton of players back. I mean, they played pretty much last year with juniors and sophomores, and they bring back quarterback Logan Rogerson, easily one of the best players in this conference, along with Dylan Severance. And they're going to make some noise. They had a very good showing Friday night against Bangor, and you know. And then there's Hamden too. Hamden could be in for a similar season as they were last year. It'd be tough for them to make the playoffs in a league that features so many strong teams.
Yeah, coaching change at Hamden too, so they're going to be adjusting to a new system.
Yeah. Well, that's it for us in the Class B North preview. Please check back with us for the rest of the previews as we look at C and D, as well as our weekly podcast where we look at just around the state football and everything that's going on Gridiron Gurus.
Yeah, and you can check us out every week on centralmaine.com.